his baby Mangler always gets to be his Mangler daddy.
What?
Mangler daddy.
And you know what? You are his Mangler daddy. I'm not sure I want to be his Mangler daddy.
But his Mangler daddy doesn't want to grow off the bone. And you know what he can do?
What?
He, when anybody else turns, he drives his baby. He drives his baby Mangler.
I got him. I'm a bad guy and I'm stealing his pieces. What happened? Is this right now?
What's this that is right, right? Okay. Yep, because it's a little white stripe.
Okay, let's try this one. This one's all beaten up and broken.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
And only his bone is.
His bones are all broken up. His knee is all damaged.
That's because he likes to get damaged.
Why?
Because Mangler's don't mind if they do.
Okay. But who rips up the Mangler's? According to the story.
I didn't know who did.
The monsters do.
I think he just has one bone, okay?
Okay.
Let's just play Mangler without his other bone.
Are you worried about hurting him?
No, he never gets hurt on all of his body. He's a tough guy.
You can hurt him as much as you want, right?
Yeah. Anyway.
Because he's indestructible.
Yeah, he's real strong. He's too strong for anybody.
That's right. You can rip him up and he still survives.
Yeah.
Let's fix this leg up a little bit better.
And his stuff is indestructible. You know what that means?
What does it mean?
He's too strong.
Means you can't break it up, right?
Yeah, it even means it's too strong for people.
For their
what
blasting.
Means that?
You know.
That word.
What word, Marky? What?
And he gets problems getting stuck on the table.
Yeah, what was that word about him that makes him too strong?
He gets too strong. That's indestructible.
Oh, indestructible.
Even if it means he gets broken, he's still nice to people.
Mm-hmm. Indestructible, right?
Yeah, indestructible. And he can poke his eye.
Right.
Because he's not, because he gets another eye.
Hmm?
He gets another eye.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. When you poke his two eyes, he gets two eyes again.
Can you rip his eyes out?
Huh? Let's see if he can rip his eyes out.
Yeah. Now you have to put that part back. Or else he'll be destroyed.
Huh?
Always have to put his pieces back.
Or else he'll be destroyed, right?
Right.
No, he's too strong for people to destroy him.
Because why? He's...
He's stronger.
Indestructible.
Indestructible.
Can you say indestructible?
Yeah, okay. Indestructible.
Good.
Okay. It's too strong for the table.
You know, that's the word that that Ross doesn't know.
Yeah.
You could teach it to him.
Okay.
Tell him that manglers are indestructible. Ross offered Mark some of the chocolate nut roll, and Marty said, Ross said, do you like it? Mark said, no. He said, yeah, I like it, but not to eat it. In other words, I like to look at it. Marky's going around with the tape measure now and saying, here's how size he is. Oh, Mark, you're pancake, and you can go watch cartoons or Mr. Munsters. And Marky said, no, it's not Mr. Munsters. It's only the Monsters. He was correcting his father. Marky said, what if the Monsters won't be on anymore? And it'll be with other movie.
Program.
Which other program, Mark?
You know, watch one. The one that you tell it all about the moths.
Wee Woodpecker?
No. The one that got away from the TV. That they're sending away.
Oh, the one they're sending
for a couple of weeks.
Oh, Manimal.
Uh-huh.
What about it?
Well, what if it goes with Manimal?
Then we'll watch Manimal.
You know what was on last night?
Mm-hmm. No. Oh. Marcy said, and then what if Manimal goes with Woody Woodpecker? And I said, we'll watch Woody Woodpecker. And what if it doesn't go anymore? We won't watch it anymore.
Because there'll be Woody Woodpecker and Frankenstein and the monsters
would be on it too. So we want to watch them all? Are you going to watch all of them or just one?
Just one if there's all of them in there. In that one program.
What if two of them come on at 8 o'clock and the others two come on at 8:30?
Oh.
But how many can we watch?
Two and two.
Mm-hmm. Can't watch.
That makes four.
Very good, Mark. Very good. What's your very favorite program?
Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker. So we have to watch that, right?
Uh-huh.
If that's on, we have to watch it. But they took it off. And they're going to bring it back later.
They
always
bring
Woody.
They took Woody Woodpecker off.
Didn't they? Because they watch Monsters now. Sure. When they show Monsters, maybe they have Woody Woodpecker on other days. Some days Woody Woodpecker and some days Monsters.
Monsters on channel 22 and Woody Woodpecker's on 53.
Oh, I see.
And Marky
often
watches the Monsters.
In preference.
In preference too.
Now he's saying he likes Woody Woodpecker best.
Well, he got his gas in the morning, sorry.
Right.
I like both.
Okay, well you just go back and forth and back and forth like that.
One day he does what? One, and then the next day
he's like, oh. Yeah. It's the best time. It's Marty's best hour. Marty's greatest hour. It's Marty's greatest hour.
I'm done.
Okay, let's go wash those sticky,
good job,
sticky hands. Mark. Keep them close.
Duppy. A for airplane.
Marty said, oil are for cars, and airplane are for what?
People.
Oh. Airplanes are for flying.
Yeah. Airplanes for flying.
And what is milk
oil
for?
And airplane oil is for airplane oil.
Right. And what about milk? What is milk for?
To drink.
Mm-hmm. And what is soap for?
To wash.
Wash
your hands.
Mm-hmm. And what are
sticks for?
I don't know.
Sticks are?
They're for climbing high mountains.
Climbing
high
mountains?
Yeah.
For holding up trees.
Yeah.
And for
measuring.
For measuring. And for fighting with stick fights. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like I do with my big one.
Mm-hmm. What are mommies for?
Mommies
are for ghosts.
What
are for kids?
Need more.
Mommies need more brains?
Yeah.
Hey, you watch it, twerp. The doors are for locking people. When I grow up to your size, then I think I'll still love you. Every day when I'm grown up, I'll still love you.
When I'm grown up, you know what?
What?
I can come when you like.
Yes.
Don't they let big kids allowed?
Yes, they are allowed.
Big kids are allowed.
Yes, when you get very big.
When they're very little, they can.
They have to go in suitcases when they're very little.
When they're four, they can't. Like,
they can't. They have to stay home with mommy then.
Yeah. And if they're five, they still can't.
And six, they can't. But when they get to be 10, then they can come.
Yeah. But even when they're babies, they can come.
Mm-hmm.
Mark said, I don't feel the sugar. And I said, I gave you sugar and you saw me do it. And Mark said, yeah, I did, but I don't feel it.
I was telling Ross and Mark to put away their clothes, and I said, their boots are still out. And Ross said, the only boots that are out are the ones that are going to be used tomorrow morning. So the ones that he had out for dressing up himself to go to school, actually for dressing Mark tomorrow morning. Ross, M-A-R-K means happiness, and Mark said, Mark doesn't mean happiness. Marky doesn't mean happiness. And Ross said, he didn't say M-A-R-K-Y, he said M-A-R-K.
Why? I know, because M-A-R-K. Why?
Which one means happiness?
Well, the one that means happiness is M-A-R-K. M-A-R-K. But no.
Oh, hey, I know. Markiki means happiness.
No, Marcelli, guys, this means happiness. This means happiness.
What's
this for,
the munchy cheese means happiness.
No, not
the munchy cheese means happiness.
No, not that.
It's munchy means happiness. Oh, yeah. The munchy chee means happiness.
No, not the munchy chee. It's munchy chee.
Munchy chee means happiness, not munchy.
You know what really is?
Munchy chee.
You know what the alligator says?
What?
He says, chomp, chomp, chomp means happiness.
You mean?
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
You mean? Chomp, chomp, chomp means hungriness.
Right, means hungriness. And then he eats you up.
Yeah.
Chomp, chomp, chomp means happiness.
Means hungriness.
Oh, Daddy! Oh.
Too late. I'm too late. I guess I only have one boy now.
No, you don't.
Nuh-uh, Dad. He's got my foot.
So go ahead and go make him go eat Mark. And so you say, you don't have one boy. You don't have any boys. Say that.
You don't have one boy, you don't have any boys!
Oh no. Ross said, I said, spank, spank, spank means happiness. And he said, no, it don't. And I said, yes, it do. And Ross said, no, it don't. And I said, you're not supposed to say that. And he said, well, you said, yes, it do. And I said, well, it was wrong, wasn't it? And he said, yeah. How's the right way to say it, Ross? Do you know how to say those things right?
Yeah.
Say them. Try. See if you're so smart.
Okay.
Okay, that's disgusting. I mean,
I know how talk, but I don't.
Oh,
everything.
I don't want to hear that disgusting
stuff. I know everything.
Move. You're gonna get in trouble.
I even know that you'll get in trouble when you spit. Uh-oh, I spit. I'm in trouble. Arrest me, please.
I'm going to arrest you. Don't worry.
You made it bad.
I mean,
this
what?
Side is going to be like this.
Okay, we'll fix
and
it.
We get
don't
it.
Do that. That's the stuff. You know how mommy hates that.
Yes.
You know how mommy hates you? So move. Move around. Switch the whole thing around.
No, you. You're the one that's fixing it.
Well, you know something, little twerp spanker?
What?
If you don't do it, that means you're not doing your room.
We hate our room. We want another room.
Okay, I'll give you a room.
What?
Out in the forest will be your room.
Ah! No.
I'll make you a little room out in the forest.
No way!
Okay, then you better go up there and fix that bed. Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Move.
No.
Yes?
Nope.
Okay, then
yeah. Okay! The okay!
We've got a room all set up for you out in the forest.
Uh-oh.
Real, not a joke. Real.
No more. Is that Venus? Mark, get off of the blanket. Yeah, me. Ah! Yeah, right. Shoves my showy brother. Stupid. He's an awkward out of here.
Ross, that's just
watch this discussion. Oh, be quiet, mouth water. I'll be water. Quiet, mouth water. Mouth.
Oh, be quiet, muscle bend.
I'll be quiet, muscle bend. You!
Oh, be quiet, little coffee cake. Quiet, bring that book back here.
Dad, this was so fun.
All the books go downstairs.
Dad, this was so fun. Well, when I was inside of this.
All books downstairs.
When I was inside of here, my mom, she shaped me inside of here.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, have you cleaned up?
And I really like it.
Okay, I want you to finish cleaning up for us. Okay, now this key goes in your drawers, boys. Put it in one of your drawers over there. One that you know. One that you like and one where you know where it is so that you don't get confused.
Mark, one drawer.
Coming up, one drawer. Coming
one
up.
Drawer, Mark. Put it in one drawer.
No, you come down and do it. You're the big boss.
No, I'm doing this thing.
I thought you were the big boss.
Toy gooey, toy gooey. Look what I found. Toy gooey, toy gooey. Look what I found. Chewy gooey.
Hey, Mark. Dad, you know, we should start getting grapes more often. I said, why? So I can make my elevator. I said, you're going to use grapes to make your elevator? He said, no, not the grapes, the carts that they come in. And I said, you mean cartons, right? Yeah. What are you going to do?
I'm gonna cut a square hole inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go, and then I'm going to make do this. I'm going to make this door.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I'm going to make a paper elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use the laces to tie to each other. And when I pull one side, it goes up. And when I pull the other side, it goes down.
Excellent. Okay, now, Ross, and there's, hey, turn it back on.
And yeah. There's three cartons I'm going to use.
How?
I mean two.
Two?
Yeah.
With one to go up and one to go down?
No, one that's upstairs, one that's downstairs.
Well, if you pull
and
up,
I'm going to cut this little slot,
uh-huh,
and it's going to make the thing coming out. It's going to, like, fly on the floor, uh-huh, or I'm going to shut it up.
Well, is there something else that you know that this is going to be like?
Oh, I know what it's going to be like for sure.
What is it going to be like?
And the upstairs curtain, I'm going to tie this. Well, I'm going to, once I get another shoelace, mm-hmm,
yeah,
I could tie it across from the room so it will hold up.
I see. He pointed from the handle of the window, casement window, over to the switch of the light. I see. And you think that'll work, the whole deal?
Well, I won't do it.
Well, is it going to work like Castle Grayskull?
Well, no.
No.
Well, kind of like that.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between it and Castle Grayskull?
Well, there's a string coming down and then up.
Oh, I see. It's going to, so there's going to be another string. It'll sort of slide along that.
Yeah, it'll go.
I see. That's very interesting.
So people can walk the clothesline across, yeah, and jump in and wait for the elevator to come in.
Hmm, that would be neat. You know, you could use that handle, and you could tie it to the bed. Your string could go across that way, or you could go between the two hands, the bed, the handle to the handle to the bed, shoot, like that.
Maybe I could do it from here, over across from here, over, uh-huh, to that, over to where
doorknob,
the
uh-huh, right,
doorknob, over to that doorknob, the, uh-huh, whole doorknob, and then when somebody pulls that doorknob,
uh-huh,
then, and pulls this up,
uh-huh,
then they'll both move, and this will go that way,
right,
and this string will go up that way.
Very good.
Then
very good.
They could go higher about here, and then go down to there.
Lovely, lovely. Okay, Russ, now Daddy's going to take a shower, okay?
Could we shower with you?
Yes, as long as you are the darlingest babies you could ever see. Okay, then you can come. Here's a good example of a syntactic error from Mark. This is January 13th, or 14th, January 12th. And Mark said, the parents have to do what the children, and he said, the children have to do what the people, and I said, you mean the children have to do what the parents say? He said, yeah, the children have to do what the people say. And then I said, you mean the children have to do what the parents say? He said, yeah, the children have to do what the parents say.